Please stand. Join me tonight in the ancient words, in modern tongue. Say the Hebrew one more time after me. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Ve'ahavta et Adonai. Eloheicha. B'chol levavcha. U'v'chol nafshecha. U'v'chol me'odecha. Amen. Now the English together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Say these words from Isaiah after me. If you will spend yourself on behalf of the needy, and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. He will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will be called a repairer of the broken walls. These are God's very words. Amen. Please sit down. There was a rabbi named Tony Campolo. I thought you'd like it if I started like that. Who is said to have said, it's now time for the offering in a church service. Got good news and bad news. Good news is this church has all the money it will ever need for any ministry it could ever imagine. Bad news is it's still in your wallets. I like that, and I think it fits at least one of the little lessons that, God willing, will come out to us tonight as we look at the text in context. Pray with me a moment. Father God, your word speaks with power. It's so deep that the more we know about it, the more we understand it, the more we hear it, the more we see it in its context. The deeper it penetrates, the stronger it speaks, the clearer it directs and commands. And I pray tonight that that word again would speak to each one of us the eternal, unchanging truth of your scripture, but applied to the uniqueness of each of our lives. In Messiah Jesus' name, amen. Now, I don't normally do this. I'm not toward the mystical side of the faith, but as I was listening to Pastor Jeff tonight, I just went back to the back and added a piece that I didn't have time for last week. And hearing his time of prayer and leading us tonight, it fits so well. So what I'd like to do tonight is to go back to the desert. I hadn't planned on that. I had that set up for last week. We didn't quite get there. I want to show you just one little piece yet from the desert, and then we'll make our move to the center of the country, the place that the biblical characters lived, much more than the desert. For next week, please read Matthew, not the name, the book. Seriously. And I'm going to challenge you next week. I think if you read Matthew, you'll feel more comfortable when you walk out next week. But you do what you need to do, but that's what the assignment is. To be honest, the week after will be Mark, and then Luke, and then John, 4 weeks consecutively. So if you can try and read as much of those as you can, I think God will bless what you get the time to read. I'm not going to comment, obviously, on all of it, but I want you to be familiar with Jesus. Next week, God willing, we're going to move north in the land to the land of Jesus. And our whole last 5 sessions will put Jesus in context. So the more thoroughly you know the record of his life, the more that will mean. The handout for next time is called The Light of the World. I'm going to add one just thinking about it. Because I'm assigning, or suggesting at least, I'm assigning, but for you it's a suggestion, so much, there's another handout called The Sea of Galilee. I think if you had read that a couple of times in the next 4 weeks, it would help you so that I don't have to spend so much time here giving you all the data. It will give you some of the data that I'm going to draw.